paragraph base. V'alkein ne'esar hayayin b'maga daika. Now Rav Nosson Salz can explain, what's the issue of touching here? Why is the touch the issue here? Kistam negia bayodayim. Because usually when we refer to touch, the sense of touch, it's referring to with the hands, the fingers. Shehem klei hamaisa. The hands are referred to as the kelim of maisa, asiya, b'chinas asiya. They represent the action. Shaydeze mizgaberes chasasholom hashena shei b'chinas asiya. And again, asiya, Rav Nosson Zal says sleep is also associated with asiya. Therefore, it's the hands, the touching by the hands, by the wrong kind of hands, the hands of a goy, the hands are asiya, and it brings sleep upon a person, a spiritual sleep, which is also an union of asiya. Ki hasheno hu bechinas histalkus ha-moichin, because sleep is a concept of the moichin leaving the person. We say when a person goes to sleep, the neshama leaves them. The neshama is the moichin. When we put on tefillin in the morning, we say, Shaha neshama shebemoichi imshar chushai v'koychoisai kulam yu meshubodam l'Hashem. V'nishar haguf levad. And the neshama leaves, the moichin leaves, what's left? The physical body. Shehu hachomer, which is matter, physical substance. Shehu bechinas asiya, which is associated with asiya. Asiya is the lowest one. We know there are four basic worlds that Hashem created. The highest world, the world that's closest to Hashem, is called Atzilus. Atzilus means etzel, close to. It's the closest thing to Hashem. Beneath that you have Bria, which is the world of the throne of Hashem. Beneath that, lower than that, you have Yetzira, which is called the world of the angels. And then the lowest world, the most physical, the physical world is called Asiya. So we see Asiya represents the furthest one away from Hashem, the furthest one away from Chachma, from Moichin, which is associated with sleep. V'alkein om Rabbi Seinazal, this is why the Gemara says in Kiddush Daf Memtes, Asora kabin sheino yordu loylam, 10 measures of sleep came down to the world. Tisha notlu avodim. Slaves took 9 of them, and the other one was left for the rest of the world. We see avodim. Avodim are steeped in sleep. Ki ikar hashenu hu bebechinas asiyo v'avdus kanal. Because the essence of sleep is associated with Avdus or asiya, work, asiya. There's a pasuk mesuko shnas hoived. Sweet is the sleep of a person who works hard. A person puts in a hard day's work and he goes to sleep. Wow, did I sleep great after that? So sleep is associated with asiya or avdus, and avdus is the 6 days of the week. Sheishes yomim tavoid. V'alkein his oirus hashena. And it's for this reason that waking up from sleep, coming out of sleep, is through stories. Because Rabbeinu Zal, when he had a discussion with his students, after he gave that shir, Torah Samach, the shir Posach Rabbi Shimon on Likut Imran, after he finished that Torah, he was speaking to his students, and he said, these were his words. Ani omarti achshov shloisha dvorim hefech ha'olam. In this shir that I just gave, I said 3 things that are different from what the world says. Ki ha'olam oimrim, the Welt says, people say, shaydei sipurei maisiyas nimshach shena, that stories bring sleep. Stories make the kid tired and go to sleep. Vani amati lehefech, and I said the opposite. Shaydei sipurei maisiyas ma'oirin me'ashena, that through sleep we wake a person out of, through stories we get a person out of his sleep. We wake a person out of the spiritual sleep. Va'oid choshav shtei dvorim shemar boisam aymer hefech tevrei olam. And Rabbeinu Zal mentioned 2 other things there that were included in that shir that are the opposite of what people say. Dahainu mi'inim pkidas akorois. One of them was regarding a woman who is barren, a woman who can't have children. there are people, the Welt has a saying, von sagen wird man nicht trocken. From speaking, you don't become pregnant. You can talk from today till tomorrow, and you ain't going to become pregnant. That's a quotation in Yiddish. Zogin, trogin, rhyme. From saying, you don't become pregnant. And Rabbi Nizal said, I say just the opposite. That from saying Sipurei Maisius, from speaking these kind of stories, this can help a woman become pregnant. And Rabbi Nizal actually, in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, has a whole paragraph there where he explains the concept of a woman who can't have children, what the problem is, and how these kind of stories can solve that problem. And this is one of the reasons why, out of all the Sforim that Rabbi Nizal has, the one Sefer that he insisted be printed in Yiddish, even beside, there is a Hebrew translation, but Rabbi Nizal wanted it published in Yiddish, is the Sipurei Maisius, because he said, I want women to be able to read this. Women in those days were not necessarily educated in Loshon Kodesh. They couldn't read Loshon Kodesh. But Yiddish was the most common language. That was easier for them to read. Rabbi Nizal said, I want women to be able to read this, so that if a woman is having difficulty in being able to have children, she'll be able to read this and it'll help her. So that was the second statement. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Ube'emes kol sichoisov amukim mo'oid mo'oid. The truth, the fact is, that all of Rabbi Nizal's sichos, when Rabbi Nizal said something, even when he wasn't giving a shir, everything he said was very, very deep. Vehim kulam Torah, and everything he spoke was full of Torah. V'yesh bem rozen v'amkus gadol, and they have tremendous depth and secrets in them. Afilu al pi poshut, even on a simple level. V'chol odom l'fi erko yochel imtzei b'em amkus godoil v'hizboinunus rocho b'li shir. And each and every person, according to what level he's on, can find incredible depth and wisdom, infinite wisdom, in Rabbi Nizal's sichos. Ki be'emes daiko al yedei zeh sh'aydei sipurei maisius shel oilam nimshach sheino. Listen to what Rabbi Nizal is going to say now. Listen to this. Rabbi Nosenzal says, it's specifically because of the fact that, as people say, that when you tell somebody a story, what kind of story? The stories that people tell. When you tell somebody that kind of story, it makes the person tired and it makes them fall asleep. Machmazed daika, for that exact reason, Hatzadikim amitim ma'orin hatzadikim amitim yashena de sipurim aysis daiko. The true tzadikim use that same item that people use to put people to sleep. The tzadik has his version of a story that does the exact opposite, that wakes people up out of their sleep. Why? Because we have a rule in the Sifrei Kabbalah always. Ki ein hadin nimtak elo b'sharoshoi. When you want to sweeten a din, you have to go to the source of that din, to the root of that din, to sweeten it. When you want to solve a problem on the left side, you have to go to the left side to solve it. So if stories are what put people to sleep, the tzaddikim have to use stories to wake people up. Because a person who is drawn to gashmius, to physicality, to matter, which is asiya, azai mevi shein alidei sipurei maisius. Then the kind of stories that person reads and everything, they lead to sleep. Ki machmas shemesaper maise shenase, because he's telling a story that happened. The Hebrew word for story is maise. Maise is asiya, asiya. Because he's telling about something that occurred, that happened, sheze b'chinas asiya, the one who's hearing the story is drawn to asiya. That's why he gets tired and falls asleep, because you're plugging him into asiya. But the tzaddik is the exact opposite of that. The tzaddik wakes people out of their sleep. He inspires them. He turns them on through stories. Kaidei Sipuroi, hu male umekasher umeoirer, es bechinas hamaise, shubchinas asiya, lebechinas hasipur. Because when a tzaddik tells a story, he's connecting the asiya, the maise, to sipur, to a much, much higher level. And he's mekasher, exactly. Dahainu shema lebechinas hu asiya, El Hadibur, Shubchinas Das Umoichim. He's connecting what happened, the physical story that occurred, he's connecting it to his Dibur. And his Dibur is plugged into his brain, to Moichin. Ki Hadibur Nimshach Me'adas. Because we know that when a person is speaking Diburim of Kedusha, the Dibur comes from Das. Kamashikosav, as it says in Mishlei, Mipiv Das Usvuna. From a person's mouth comes forth his das and tevuna. The alkane machmazer hu me'oirer me'ashena idei sipurei ma'isis daika. Therefore, when a tzaddik takes a ma'isa, he takes a story, he takes an asiya, and he brings it out of his mouth is moichen, sechel. He's attaching the asiya to moichen. Ki ein adin nimtak elo b'sharoshe, because the din can only be corrected by going to the root of the din. V'alkein daika al yedei sipuroi sipurei maisis humale umamtik b'chinas asir shebuchin ashena. So therefore, by the tzaddik telling over his maisis, he elevates and he sweetens the asir, which is the sleep. V'aydeze ma'oirer me'ashena, and that's how he wakes the person up from sleep. This is the concept of wine, which the Gemara tells us throughout, that wine has two powers. Mebechinas shena, umebechinas hisoiros hashena. Wine is sleep, and wine can wake a person out of sleep. Ki hayayin betivoi mevi shena begashmius uveruchnius kanira bechush. Because wine, by its very nature, imposes sleep physically and spiritually, as we see in real life. And as the pasuk says, listen to this pasuk: Ki yitein bakois enoi yishalech b'meishorim. If a person will set his eyes on the cup, if he'll be busy looking at wine, then yishalech b'meishorim, he'll go on a smooth path. Everything will be kosher for him. He'll make everything kosher. Shekol hadvorim nasim lefon of kemishur. Everything becomes a smooth path for him, meaning the smooth paths and the crooked paths, for him it all becomes one, it all becomes mishur, all becomes kosher, good. Because when a person becomes intoxicated, things that he wouldn't say normally or he wouldn't do, suddenly everything becomes, he's freed. He's freed from the constrictions, from the boundaries that he knows when he's sane, when he's fully rational, he knows he wouldn't say that, he wouldn't do that. And the wine loosens his tongue and loosens his eyes and his whole body. And suddenly he can look wherever he wants and he can say whatever he wants. Chas v'shalom, k'mo yishom rosenazal, as the Gemara says. Shehu bechinas shena. That's the concept of sleep, bechinas histalkus kol hashivim ponim laTorah, where when a person disengages from all 70 faces of the Torah, from all seichel, from all chachma, from all rationale. Shal yidei hashichrus chas v'sholom noifel mikol hashivim ponim laTorah. Through drinking, person becomes drunk. He falls from all 70 faces of the Torah, at shekol hadrochim nasan lefon of kemishur chas v'shalom, to the point where all paths become smooth for him. He can go anywhere. Sheze ikra bechinas shena. That's the real definition of shena. Shena means loss of sechel, no moichin. Person has no moichin, they have no discretion. Imein das havdola minayin, the Gemara says. This is the concept of wine that makes a person drunk. That's one of the properties of wine. But we know that there's another kind of wine. There's wine that brings joy to a person, happiness. Bechinas v'yayin yesamach levav enosh, as the pasuk says. Shehu bechinas leiv someach yetiv panim. There's a pasuk that says wine brings joy to the heart, and the next pasuk says that a heart full of joy brings to a beautiful face, a ponim toiv. Toiv is oyer. Vayikro lekim looyer yoim. Hainu shezoichen leponim digdusha shubchinas das umoichen aide ayayin shebigdusha. A person is zoiche to the ponim of kedusha, das of kedusha, through by drinking wine with holiness. Bebchinas, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, dafayin chamro vereichoni pikhin, that wine and spices, perfumes, sweet smelling spices, give a person pikhis. They expand the person's brain. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says, v'chikech k'yein hatoiv, choylech ledoidi l'meishorim, doivev sifse yishenim. This is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Here the pasuk says, your palate is like a good wine, which causes the lips, which wakes up lips that were asleep. Hainu hisoirus hashena. This pasuk is showing that wine wakes up the lips that were asleep. Shehu bechinas dibur, which is the concept of speaking, bechinas lahatir peilmim kemavur b'maymaral. As Rabbein Azal says over there in that chapter in the Kutimran, that the wine bigdusha has the ability to take a person who was mute, who couldn't speak, and open up his mouth. Lahatir peilmim. Ukemayisham Rabbi Sein Azal, as the Gemara says in Yuma, lomo nikra yayin tiroish. Why is it that we find in the Torah it refers to wine as tiroish? Zocho naserosh, loy zocho naserosh. Because if a person drinks wine properly, he becomes roish. Roish is a head, a brain, moichen, sechel. If he's not zoche, he becomes rosh. Rosh is impoverished. Ein oni ele min adas. Roish, ze bechinas esoyros hashin, ze bechinas roish, moichenal. Roish refers to waking up from sleep, where your consciousness is turned on. If he's not zoch, if he drinks wine the wrong way, he becomes rosh, impoverished, which is sleep through the wine. As the pasuk says, al tehav shena pen tivoresh. Don't enjoy sleep. Don't fall in love with sleep, because chashon you'll become poor tivoresh. So we see yain is called rosh and sleep is called rosh. V'alkein ein oimrim shir elal ayayin. And it's for this reason that the Gemara says, we only say shir, song, halel, over wine. Ki hashir hu bechinas his oirus hashena. Because singing is the concept of waking up from sleep, coming out of sleep. Bechinas uri, uri, shir daberi. We say it every Friday night in the Chodoidi. Uri, uri, wake up, wake up, give forth song. Because as we said earlier, you can only be masaking the din by going to the shorish of the din. And therefore it's wine specifically, which has both sides to it. Wine can be sleep, and wine can be waking up from sleep. That's why it's wine that wakes a person, takes a person out of sleep. Because when a person is zoicha to elevate wine to its source in kedusha, azai nimta kashena, then he eliminates the sleep. And we're zoicha through the wine to wake up from sleep, to come out of sleep. We mentioned before that the tzaddik uses stories to wake people up from sleep. Or the tzaddik uses wine for his soiros hashena. We just celebrated Lag BaOmer last week. Rabbein Azal brings about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, that the word Shimon, his name Shimon, makes up the first letters of a posuk. Ir v'kadish min shemayon ochis. A holy angel came down from heaven. The word ear means angel, ear in Kaddishim. The word ear also means air, awake, awake. The power of Rabbi Shimon is the power to wake people up. Again, using what? Using wine, using Sipurei Maaseis. What was the wine of Rabbi Shimon? The Zohar HaKadosh, the secret, Soid. We said Soid is Bigematria Yayim, Nichnas Yayin, Yotze Soid. And the 70 chapters of Tikkuni Zohar that he revealed, that's all this concept of what, it's a light of Torah that's so high that can wake up even a person who fell away, who became unplugged from all 70 connections to the Torah, all Shivim Ponim Shel Torah. This, in one shot, can replug all those 70 wires, can plug the person back into all Shivim Ponim Shel Torah.